When brilliant students are overlooked for gifted programs and advanced classes, it's a loss to everyone. That was the message at a gathering of educators and advocates for gifted students at Duke University this weekend. They talked about ways to stop passing over Black, Brown, and low-income students who are underrepresented in North Carolina's gifted programs. WFAE's Ann Dus Helms has more.
Walk into any classroom for gifted students in North Carolina and you'll probably see mostly white and Asian faces. Those students are 7 or 8 times as likely to be labeled academically gifted as Black students, and 5 or 6 times as likely as Hispanic ones. That's according to data presented at a Saturday conference hosted by the North Carolina Association for the Gifted and Talented. The likelihood that a child who lives in poverty will be labeled gifted is even lower. Those patterns can't be allowed to stand, said conference organizer Sheila Gallagher. She says there are far too many North Carolina children
who come to school not just ready to learn, but yearning to learn, capable of going further than their classmates, but because of a multitude of circumstances, they are undereducated, overlooked, and underrepresented in gifted programs.
The discrepancies are based on test scores and teacher screenings that are supposed to objectively identify children with outstanding ability. The discrepancies aren't new, and they aren't limited to North Carolina, speakers said. Keynote speaker Joy Lawson Davis, a scholar and author on gifted education, says the persistence of higher scores for white, Asian, and affluent children has led a lot of people to believe that maybe genius just isn't as common among families of color and poverty.
The reason we're here is because so many people just absolutely don't believe that giftedness can exist outside of a community where there's a lot of money and outside of a community where the dominant population exists.
Davis says the failure to recognize intellectual gifts among African Americans dates back to the time when Black people were openly described as intellectually inferior and relegated to a second-class education. And while money can't buy brilliance, it can provide advantages that help it shine. In a world where the public school population is increasingly Black, Brown, and struggling financially, failing to develop talent isn't just a moral issue, but an economic one, speakers said.
Disregarding all of these ideas and contributors to society. These are our future presidents. These are our future lawyers and doctors.
That's Lou Keaton, an eighth grader at Durham's Sherwood Githens Middle School. Lou, who's biracial but identifies as Black, talked about feeling overlooked at schools in Virginia but getting better opportunities in North Carolina. Lou is currently taking 3 high school classes in middle school.
And it's just like everybody needs different things in order to thrive and become their best selves, and gifted students need gifted programs.
Immigrant students may need support navigating the system. East Mecklenburg High student Esther Talkert talked about coming from Burma speaking no English. By 5th grade, she says, she felt ready for more challenges than her teachers were giving her, but her parents couldn't step in.
They don't speak any English, they don't understand anything about American.
Esther got support from Gen One, a teacher-founded group that identifies gifted students of poverty in middle school and provides years of mentoring and college preparation.
It helped me a lot and believe that I can go far and become a doctor someday.
Recruiting teachers who are more diverse and more aware is essential, several speakers said. Jason Terrell of Profound Gentlemen, a Charlotte organization that supports male teachers of color, said hiring isn't enough. A former teacher, Terrell says too often principals tag a Black male teacher as the go-to guy for discipline issues.
I was never tapped to lead a teaching honors course. I was never really used for the academic gift I can bring to my school.
The conference didn't produce any quick fixes, but participants left determined to recruit new partners, challenge flawed systems, and do everything possible to ensure that 8th grader Lou, who wants to become a teacher, isn't confronting these same issues decades from now. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Dus Helms in Durham.